Well, Ronan, congratulations. Mission accomplished, I'm sure, and a very happy man this evening.
Mission accomplished, Tom. If somebody had said last, or we've got 3 nights in the championship, that we were going through our group unbeaten, it would have been, you know, laughed in their faces. Now, albeit we can understand maybe it was an intermediate group. A lot of teams were set, there were no Division 1 teams in it, but all you can do is beat in front of you, and only for a slight mistake from myself against Kelly Beggs, we would have won the 3 games. Do you know what I mean? But the boys do what they're told. They do what's asked of them. And me and Sean Murphy, we come together and we work them hard. They know what they have to do, and we are hard to beat, Tom. And you know what? You've watched a lot of games that day. We're hard to beat, and no matter who you play, we're not a team that's going to run away with 10, 12 points. Everything's in the mix. So the boys are kind of used to that kind of. They're used to being under pressure all the time. And then at 6-4 now, we did that, got a bit tight. And I was making a few decisions in the half, and I know what boys were saying. Don't. I was going to switch a few men because we were kind of lost. But then we came on top again. We pushed on, scored another 3 or 4.
Tell me, come on! It took you a while to settle. Were there nerves here? Was there pressure? Because you went what, 17, 18 minutes without a score. You know, a lot of wides.
It was the first half too, Tom. When you look at it, we had the one on the back, and they were kind of defensive. Really and truly, half time should have been 8, 9, 10 points to one up.
Were 5-1 up.
We were 5, but it should be. We missed 3 or 4 silly chances kicking, and then at half time I didn't want to put it upon them, but I thought we went far enough ahead because Kelly Beggs are Terminals, they're senior championship, they're a league ahead of us, and they're good. They're probably all in all a better team, but we stick to what we do, and we grind you down, and we got them back. And at 6-4, as I said, it was kind of getting a bit tight, and we're trying to shuffle things to give it a bit of fresh. I'm listening. Paul McGee stuck over 2 great frees and put us 8-4 up in the game because the draw would have done us. And in football, you can't really hold for it, but we knew them would take 5 scores to beat us. We kept a tight in defence, and they had to kind of push on for goals. Then we caught them in break again, and we could have a couple more scores. But all in all, Tom, you have to, as I say now, it's free football. Our next game is free football. Yeah. Everybody in the last eight will want us. Which is fair enough. We'll give it a game, but it's free football for us.
Tell me, you know, big men stood up again today. Paul McHugh, Sean McHugh, Conor Harkin, Georgie Kelly came on, had a big influence. Kieran Dowes, you know, that must be very pleasing for a manager.
It is. You get, what I try to say to the boys, very few have a good games because you're playing against a good side, but nobody can have a bad game, and nobody really does have any. Everybody works to the ship, but like Paul McHugh, Sean McHugh, and Conor, and Georgie, and Mark Coyle, and Darren, and Dougie, and McCann, they all have to step up on Christie, and they do step up. They know what's asked of them, and they do it. And that's why we're that's many games on the championship. We're unbeaten now. We're beaten all last year, and not to beat it, we're beaten all last year in the senior. Now that could be the last one. But as I said to the boys, quarter final this year is our final. That's it. We're in the final now. To us, whatever we, Tom, we don't want to get embarrassed. That's fair enough, and that's the way we say it. We don't want to get embarrassed, but we don't care. It's free football for us now.
Yeah. History made today.
That's what we told the boys in there. Mickey McCann says it's 23, 24 seasons. He's played for Burton. He says they'll never get an opportunity like us and never will again. So you've got to grab it with both hands. We said the same last year, running up to the intermediate final. It's history. And that's history. And we're very proud. We're proud Burton men number one anyway, but we're proud of what we've done, you know.